WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
At 0309Z on September the 23rd, just a few days ago, we saw the autumnal equinox. On the day of an equinox, whether it's autumn or spring, the geometric center of the sun's disk crosses the equator, and this point is above the horizon for 12 hours everywhere on the Earth. But the sun is not simply a geometric point. Sunrise is defined as the instant when the leading edge of the sun's disk becomes visible on the horizon, whereas sunset is the instant when the trailing edge of the disk disappears below the horizon. These are the moments of first and last direct sunlight. At these times, the center of the disk is below the horizon. Day and night are not exactly of equal length at the time of the March and September equinoxes. The dates on which day and night are each 12 hours occurs a few days before and after the equinoxes. The specific dates of this occurrence are different for different latitudes. Furthermore, atmospheric refraction causes the sun's disk to appear higher in the sky than it would if the Earth had no atmosphere. Thus, in the morning, the upper edge of the disk is visible for several minutes before the geometric edge of the disk reaches the horizon. Likewise, in the evening, the upper edge of the disk disappears several minutes after the geometric disk has passed below the horizon. The times of sunrise and sunset in almanacs are calculated for the normal atmospheric refraction of 34 minutes of arc and a semi-diameter of 16 minutes of arc for the disk. Therefore, at the tabulated time, the geometric center of the sun is actually 50 minutes of arc below a regular and unobstructed horizon for an observer on the surface of the Earth in a level region. For observers within a couple of degrees of the equator, the period from sunrise to sunset is always several minutes longer than the night. At higher latitudes in the northern hemisphere, the date of equal day and night occurs before the March equinox. Daytime continues to be longer than nighttime until after the September equinox. Well, hope that sheds some light on the whole thing about this sun rising and setting. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.